The next formal meditation presented in the curriculum is the final compassion meditation and the final unique meditation of this curriculum. Again, I want to invite you to find a comfortable position that you can hold for a few minutes. I want to encourage you to sit in an upright position but not to strain yourself. And I do invite you once again to close your eyes. But again, if you don't feel comfortable, you absolutely do not have to. We'll start like we've always been starting. When you hear the sound of the bell, just bring your awareness to your respiration and your breathing, and then wait for further instructions. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a few moments and just notice where it's most easiest to sense the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Maybe that's the nostrils or the belly or the chest. Wherever it's most easiest, just let your awareness rest right there. Breathing in and breathing out. I want to next invite you to visualize that family member, or maybe a different family member or a different close person that you know loves you. And again, we'll start by sending them compassion. You might utter the phrases, "May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering." Or you might just gently utter to yourself, "Peaceful, happy, freedom," while visualizing them. Or you might just visualize a beam of compassionate energy going from you to them. Whatever feels most authentic to you. Whatever your most authentic way to send that person compassion is, just do that. All the while just breathing in and breathing out. And next, I want to invite you to visualize those peers in your peer groups, those true friends, even those accomplices. Maybe visualizing the same people or choosing others in your peer network. And again, let's just send gratitude and compassion for that authentic friendship and for the hope of those accomplices transforming into authentic friends. You might utter the phrases while visualizing them. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Or you might just think peaceful, happy, freedom as you visualize them in your mind's eye. Or you might just send them compassionate vibrations in whatever way feels most authentic to you. All the while, breathing in and breathing out. And next, I want to invite you to again picture your whole community, just like in our last session's meditation. Whatever that community may be, that may be your larger family and friends, that could be a community center, could be an entire neighborhood or city, or maybe even the whole planet, whatever you think of when you think of your community. Think of them all in an auditorium, a theater, or a stadium, or in one place, all gathered up. And just send them gratitude for being a part of your community. You might utter the phrases, "May you all be peaceful. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering." Or you might just send them compassionate energy in whatever way feels most authentic to you. It could be a beam of energy that you visualize from you to them. Or you might just imagine all of them in that one place bathing in sunlight and compassionate vibrational energy. Whatever feels most authentic to you, just send that compassion to the larger community. Know that you can make a positive impact on your community. Just as they influence you, you can influence them. All the while, breathing in and breathing out. And finally, I want to invite you to send compassion to the most important being of all, yourself. You've went through these 12 sessions. You went through this curriculum. You've committed to the path of the mindful warrior, committed to the path of the mindful practitioner, committed to bettering yourself in some way, to influencing your community, transforming your accomplices, loving your family. So it's important that we send ourselves compassion as well. So I want to just invite you to get an image of yourself in your mind's eye. And you might utter the phrases, "May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering." Or you might just visualize yourself and say to yourself, "Peaceful, happy, freedom." Or you might visualize yourself bathing in a beam of compassionate energy, vibrational energy of love, compassion, kindness, and gratitude. Just be gentle with yourself. Send yourself the compassion and the love that you deserve. You send compassion to others, family, friends, community. Imagine yourself with the support of all those people in your community, your family, your friends, and the larger community, sending you compassion. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I continue to walk the path of the mindful warrior, the mindful practitioner. All the while, just breathing in and breathing out. And in a moment, I'm going to ring this meditation bell. And when I do, again, I encourage you to shift your awareness to your ears and your hearing sense. See if you can listen to the bell until you can't hear it any longer or until it's no longer there. And then when you feel comfortable, if your eyes were closed, you can slowly open them, expanding your awareness from the internal world to encompass the external world as well.